When did you first meet Jim?
I met Jim pretty soon after he came to Virginia Voice. I had become a listener because I had begun to lose my sight, and I had contacted Virginia Voice, and I had gotten a radio. But when Jim first came, there was a big story about Virginia Voice in the newspaper about, you know, losing some funding and what the opportunities were. And a mutual friend of Jim's and mine called me up and said, "Tina, with your fundraising experience, I want you to meet Jim." And my husband is also a fundraiser. So we both came in to meet Jim and just were introduced as, you know, Leadership Metro Richmond for me. And my husband had been various in higher education. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the fundraising landscape and the challenges facing Virginia Voice and what, you know, we were just kind of giving him advice and things like that, just chit-chatting. And I suddenly said, "Well, Jim, you know, I'm a listener." And he said, "What?" And so it was just the beginning of him saying, "Okay, we need to get you involved." And so I came on one of the committees right away. But within just a month or two, he was recruiting me to come on the board. And it was just such a great organization to be a part of because it was on the upswing. And Jim was doing a great job at, you know, getting the word out to new funders and new partners. And of course, I just loved listening and to the radio, which I've moved to Williamsburg. And so I'm trying to convert to the website, but I'm challenged in getting to the website. But.
Right, right. Fundraising. Jim was a remarkable fundraiser. Talk about what was his technique? What did he do other than be enthusiastic?
Well, I think that's the key. He was enthusiastic, and that is a key to raising money, to care about what you're raising money for and to have that story. And Jim had so many stories, and he cared so much. And I went on a bunch of calls with him, and it was always, you could see he was speaking from his heart, and he had good numbers to talk about how many listeners we had. And I remember one of the funders saying, "You know, y'all are in a special place because you're doing something that not a lot of other people are doing. There's a lot of people doing things about hunger or various educational things or, you know, health or whatever, but nobody else in around here is doing things to help visually impaired people."
Yeah. Talk a little bit about his sense of humor. That's something that everyone notes. He could just crack you up so easily.
He was always laughing and smiling. And I mean, I remember him telling this story and hardly being able to get it out because, again, it was with a funder and he was just talking to the person on the fly and saying, "Let's get together." And the person just took out a crumpled check out of his billfold, like you carry around an extra check. And he just made the check out to Virginia Voice, and it put us over the goal for one of our fundraising efforts. So, you know, Jim would just tell that story and laugh about
right,
it.
Right. Well, being someone that knows a bit about leadership, having been with Leadership Metro Richmond, talk about how important it is to have someone like Jim work, who's a true collaborator.
Yeah. I think the thing that I would say, too, about Jim is he had such a great vision and a belief in this organization and where it could go. And, again, willing to open the door to partners, to work on those relationships. A lot of people talk about fundraising as being friend raising. And Jim was just perfectly suited to that. He was a great friend. It's very hard for me to walk down these halls and not think of him here.
Yeah. Did you ever run into him on a musical level? Did you ever hear him play music or?
I did not, but I knew that he had that background, and we had been making plans to hear him at the Cultural Arts Center tomorrow.
Right, right.
And so that would have been my first opportunity to really hear him play. And I had talked to him a couple of times about it in December about, you know, getting ready for that show. And
he was also good about letting you know when he was playing.
Yes, for sure.
Any other thoughts on Jim? Anything else you'd like to share, your memories?
He was just really one of a kind and just such a good member of this community, caring about it in lots of ways, you know, from his work at the Folk Festival to his service on other public radio boards. And his leadership was important to this community, and he is leaving a void. Mm.
There's been some talk about perhaps starting a local music award and naming it The Work. What do you think about that idea?
Oh, wow. I think that would be great. I think that I'm a fundraiser, so, of course, one of my thoughts turns to memorials and that kind of thing, and the board has been talking about, you know, wanting to make sure that there's some recognition.
Yeah. Tina, thank you so much.
Thank you.